Hey guys, welcome back to a Rare Breed podcast. My name is Avi, the host, and today I want to give you a little quick update on what's going to be going on, right? So if you were able to tune into my last episode and you stuck around basically until the very end of the episode, I let everyone know that I did reach out to a trans man that I came across on TikTok, and I requested an interview because, you know, we basically have the same views, we have the same beliefs, I feel like we would get along really well, like, if we were to sit down and have, like, an actual conversation with each other. I feel like we would have a lot of fun. So that's, I mean, you know, that's basically what I get to do now. He reached back out to me and agreed, so I'm gonna set that up for as soon as possible, honestly. I just have to order some equipment from Amazon, and I'll be able to, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna figure out how to do the interview with him, because that's gonna be, like, in, I guess it would either be over the phone or it would be like some kind of like a Zoom call or something. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do that one just yet, but I'm going to figure that out, and I'm going to do that interview with him for this podcast. And I also get to, I'm lucky enough that, you know, the single man and the single woman live in the same state, so they've both agreed to meet in person to do the interview, so they are awesome for that. I'm super excited for that. You know, that's gonna be, I feel like it's gonna be a really good month. May is gonna be a really good month for this podcast and for my listeners. You guys will get some good content this month, so well, this coming month, because today's the 30th. Today's the last day. I had to make sure I tried to get, you know, the word out to you guys, because I'm trying, I've tried to let everyone know that I only get, like, 3 hours, I think. Maybe it's 2 hours, but it's, like, 2 to 3 hours of podcast time. And I'm going to utilize, basically, the entire podcast time that I'm given on these two interviews. So I have no idea how long both of them are going to be, and I'm really hoping that I don't have to spend extra money to get more time, but if I have to, that's fine, whatever. Anyway, yeah, so I'm super excited for this next month. That's going to be really entertaining for you, I feel. Not only that, I feel like it's going to be entertaining, but it'll also be, I mean, for somewhat, at least for the conversation with the trans man, it'll be somewhat educational, right? Because I feel like there's a lot of information that people just aren't aware of, right? I mean, especially for someone, and I want people to get this information coming from someone who has actually experienced it, someone who actually went through this process, you know, like, who understands what is going on, right? Understands their body, understands basic biology, right? You know, we need to talk to someone who actually understands and has common sense, you know, but still, I don't know how to explain this, like, and I know I've said this many times, I don't have problems, and I've never had a problem with trans people, ever. Not ever in my life, right? I don't care what you do as an adult. I don't care what you do in your own life. I just don't care. As long as you are a full-blown adult. An adult can make their own decisions. That's it. Period. Children cannot make those kinds of decisions, right? And I want people to understand and hear from someone who has obviously experienced all of this stuff that, you know, these procedures and these medications and these hormones and everything that these people go on. I want everyone to understand not only the consequences, right? But, I mean, for children in particular, that's where this information needs to be let out, because they're lying to children. And people need to know that they're being lied to. And I know that, you know, we've tried to get this information out in many different ways, shapes, and forms, right? I mean, everybody tries to get this information out. Most people don't pay attention. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Most people just don't pay attention, which is, it's shitty. It's really shitty because more and more children are just being harmed because people don't pay attention to actual information, actual factual information. It'll be nice to have a real conversation with someone who has experienced this, who is on that other side, but also, you know, understands and agrees and fully knows what is going on in society, right? Like, I mean, obviously, if you are smart enough to realize that the gay community has been infiltrated, then I definitely want to have a conversation with you. And I mean, you know, honestly, I do want to have a conversation with someone who actually thinks that the gay community is, like, doing good things for children in that sense, right? I mean, like, I'm not saying that children can't be gay. I was gay as a child. It's really nice to have, you know, people and communities and resources for children, right? Who are confused and going through that shit. I understand that. And it's acceptable, right? It should be there. But there's a limit to what you're, you know, I guess teaching children and handing out to children. There should be a limit and there should be a line. And right now, that line is really blurry. That line is really, that line is really squiggly, right? And that's not okay. That line should never be that way. Never. You should have that line very boldly drawn. You don't cross that fucking line. And they've crossed that line. They've messed it up, so. And they're ruining a lot of, you know, reputations for gay people. That's the way I feel. I feel like our reputations are on the line at this point, and society needs to fix it. And us as gay people in society, like, I guess you could say normal gay people, we need to stand up and make sure that our reputations are not completely shattered because of these crazy ideologies. My wife's cats. I mean, I guess they're my cats. I'm not a cat person. They're not my favorite in the house. I mean, I love them. I will always love them, and I will always feed them and take care of them and make sure that they are safe and alive and, you know, never hurt or whatever. Like, I love them. I care about them. But are they my favorite? No. And do I, like, would I choose them over my dog? Absolutely not, right? But they are fucking adorable. I will say that. And right now, this cat is, like, in here curious because I have the office door open. She's just, you know, roaming around, making noises. So, sorry if you hear some weird stuff in the background. Anyway. So, yeah, I just wanted to ramble on about my future episodes and how exciting it will be to have a conversation with someone who is on the other side, but also fully understands and agrees with most of my, you know, opinions and thought processes and blah, blah, blah. So if you are interested in hearing a trans man's or trans person in general, their opinion on what's going on in the gay community and society, you should tune into that for I actually don't know when what date that will be, and I won't be able to get out very much information to you unless you follow me on social media platforms, so you're gonna have to follow me on social media platforms to figure out exactly what date. I mean, or you could just, I guess you could technically just subscribe to my podcast on like Apple Podcasts or whatever. It doesn't cost you any money. You just hit the little subscribe button and it'll notify you when I upload an episode. So super easy. All right. Yeah. So, and I also, I don't know if I mentioned this. I might have, god damn it. My chemo brain really fucks me up, but I have an interview with a man and a woman, a single man and a single woman. I'm really excited for that. It's going to be an in-person interview. They are being nice enough to come hang out with me and have a conversation and be super uncomfortable with me asking them some really inappropriate questions. I guess this is what, I won't be inappropriate. I'm not trying to scare anybody if they're listening, but yeah, I mean, I want to know, like, I'm curious, you know? I mean, fuck, I don't get to do much of anything anymore. I mean, you know, like, I just want to know what it's like to be in this shitty dating world right now. Like, it's really shitty right now. And, like, I just recently started the first season, I guess, of Sex and the City. And let me tell you, man, dating back then was so different compared to what it is now. I mean, even dating when I was dating, which was only, like, 7 years ago. Excuse me, god damn it, I burp every time and I'm so sorry, guys. It's so rude. I hate doing it. I can't help it. But, yeah, the viewpoint from 7 years ago dating to right now, it's so different. It was so different, and it's terrifying to be dating today. I feel really bad for people who have to put themselves out there like that. And, you know, you have to be more careful today. You're basically like walking on eggshells all the time because you can offend someone just doing something or saying something. I mean, I don't know. And then you have to worry about, you know, are you doing enough? I don't know. It's just weird. And, you know, it kind of goes that way back then. If you watch the show, if you've ever watched the show, I mean, just from my perspective, just from what I saw from like that main character, I think her name is Carrie. She's fucking crazy, yo. Like, for real, I could not date a woman that was that fucking emotional all the time. I mean, I know my wife is emotional, but damn, dude, she's not that fucking crazy. She's fucking crazy. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I feel like that I'm like watching this. I'm like, no wonder you're fucking single, dude. You're just a bitch. Like, nothing this fucking dude does is ever satisfying you. You expect him to be somebody that you've made up in your head. Like, you've created this man in your head and he's not him. Like, he's never gonna live up to that. And you either accept that and accept him for who he is, or you just move on and try to find this made-up man in your mind. Which is what she does. I feel like that's what's going to happen. She's just going to continue to try to find this made-up man in her mind. Which is honestly what I feel like most of society does today. They just make up their partners in their head and then they just expect them to find them in the next person that they find. It's not gonna happen. I don't know. It's weird, and I'm just starting to really deep dive into what's going on with, you know, society, and especially being single in society today. What's really going on with people? What's really going on with people in their head, you know? Because back then, it was really easy to understand and really easy to read. And right now, fuck if I know, you know? Like, I have no idea what the fuck's going on in society, and it's really weird. So, yeah, I just, I had to point that out. all right, so the last thing I want to mention here, I know that I talk about Donald Trump a lot, right? I know, I get it. Everybody, and like, Donald Trump syndrome is a real thing, people. I get it. You don't want to hear it, but I just want everyone to think about this for just a second. Just like this for just a second, right? We have actual criminals in our country that are getting away with all of their crimes, right? We have molesters, we have sex offenders, we have basically every kind of fucking criminal on the goddamn planet in our country right now. And a lot of them are getting away with their crimes. A lot of them are getting away with what they do, right? I mean, it's not an over-exaggeration. It's not new news, right? It's been happening for the last couple of years. A lot of criminals are just getting away with whatever they want to get away with, right? And I'm talking like hard criminals, like people who like murder people or assault people in many different fashions, right? People who are coming or causing like real trauma to other people's lives, right? Like real criminals is my point. Real criminals. They're getting away with these crimes, right? Excuse me. Especially in places like New York City. Getting away with these crimes. And then you've got Donald Trump. And you've got, you know, anybody that either supports Donald Trump or just basically has an R next to their name, right? Anybody that is on the other side. Anybody that has an opposing view whatsoever, I feel like, at this point. Because in the long run, like when you look at the bigger picture, it's not just Donald Trump. I mean, yes, they are brutally coming after Donald Trump. And in my opinion, they're doing it because they want to make sure he doesn't get on the ballot. And that's just what it is. That's what it comes down to. That's what all of this is about. And honestly, in my opinion, and these are just my opinions, but at the end of the election, well, at the end of this case, that's what's going to determine what happens in this election, right? So if he is convicted of whatever crimes they want to try and charge him on, the election, it's theirs. They're going to win it, right? It's theirs. They're going to stay in power. They got what they wanted, right? And if they can't get him off the ballot, if he stays on the ballot, I am telling you, this is just my prediction, but I'm telling you, they're going to do something. Something's going to happen to where the election either doesn't take place or is postponed, or they're going to figure out a new fucking way to steal the election, regardless. They are going to try as hard as they can to make sure that they stay in power. So these are just my predictions, right? And I just want you to think about it like we legitimately have hard criminals getting away with dumb shit. Getting away with, I mean, actual like murder and like crazy shit, right? And then you've got Donald Trump getting charged with dumb shit. And they're like full on forcing that whole, like, I mean, it's insane the resources that they're using. It's insane. It's insane. And I just want you to think about that. Like, why are they doing that? Why? You have to wonder why they're doing that. I mean, answer me why. Why are they doing that? Why are they letting actual criminals free and prosecuting anyone who has a political view that is not towards theirs? Answer me that. Somebody. Anyway, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope that you stay tuned for these future episodes because they are going to be awesome, I promise. Please follow me on social media platforms so that you can, you know, stay tuned for these future episodes because I'm going to be able to put that information out on the platforms there. So, yeah, but I will have those episodes out next month, and it'll be super exciting, and I really look forward to these interviews, and I hope that you look forward to hearing them. Yeah, so everybody stay safe. Please keep your heads on swivels. Don't forget to keep an eye on the children around you, whether they're yours or not. Just fucking pay attention to the children. Make sure the children are safe, goddammit. All right, that's all I got. Please stay safe. And, yeah, have a great rest of your week. And subscribe, follow me. Thank you. Bye. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Please consider supporting me at the Buzzsprout website. That's usually where I upload all of my podcasts. So that is where you can support the show if you are interested. And that is, let's see if I can do this without messing it up. It is all one word. A rare breed podcast.buzzsprout.com. Boom! Did it. There you go. Please support me.